Randy Posh inspires graduates. I'm glad to be here today. Hell, I'm glad to be anywhere today. President Kohan asked me to come and give the charge to the graduates. I assure you, it's nothing compared to the charge you had just given me. Last August, I was told that in all likelihood, I had 3 to 6 months left to live. I am on month 9 now. I'm not to get down and do many push-ups. But there will be a short pickup basketball game later. Somebody said to me, in light of those numbers, "Wow, so you are really beating the Grim Reaper." And what I said without even thinking about is that we don't beat the Reaper by living longer. We beat the Reaper by living well and living fully. For the Reaper will come for all of us. The question is what we do between the time we were born and the time he shows up. Because when he shows up, it is too late to do all the things that you're always going to kind of get around to. So, I think the only advice I can give you on how to live your life well is, first off, remember, it's a cliche, but I love cliches. It is not the things we do in life that we regret on our deathbed. It is the things we do not. The second thing I would add to that, and I didn't coordinate on the subject of this word, but I think it's the right word that comes up, is passion. And you will need to find your passion. Many of you have already done it. Many of you will later. Many of you will take till your 30s or 40s. But don't give up on finding it, alright? Because then all you're doing is waiting for the Reaper. Find your passion and follow it. And if there's anything I have learned in my life, you will not find that passion in things. And you will not find that passion in money. Because the more things and the more money you have, the more you will just look around and use that as the metric, and there will always be someone with more. Find your passion, and in my experience, no matter what you do at work or what you do in official settings, that passion would be grounded in people. And it will be grounded in the relationships you have with people and what they think of you when the time comes. And if you can gain the respect of those around you, and the passion and true love, and I've said this before, but I waited till 39 to get married because I had to wait that long to find someone where her happiness was more important than mine. And if nothing else, I hope that all of you can find that kind of passion and that kind of love in your life. Thank you.